Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Home Office Know-How and two other books on home officing, which he's been doing now for coming up on 27 years, right, Jeff?
Absolutely.
We're both celebrating.
This is actually my anniversary month.
Is that right? Okay,
yes,
good for you.
Happy birthday to my business.
Yeah, there you go. And I got one coming up pretty soon. So think about how technology has changed since we started.
It's amazing.
It's astonishing, isn't it?
It really is.
I mean, I was astonished in '89 when I started my business and what I was able to do. But today, I mean, it's like you wake up in a new world every day, don't you?
You know, it is amazing,
and especially the remote part, the ability to travel with this stuff.
Well, and I think about that constantly because I remember how, first off, you didn't have access. You know, first off, we didn't have 27 years ago didn't have laptops.
Right.
You know, so everything was on a desktop, and so if you needed to leave the office. You left the office.
And your mobile phone was bolted in on the floorboard of your car.
On the floor, yeah, exactly. McCannon. What was the guy? The old one of those Saturday night drama crime dramas where he had the phone in the center console. But then it started sort of trickle down technology. It started trickling into our lives. Where first it was this big phone that you had to have a strap on your shoulder to carry, and then the phone got smaller, and the laptop
Moore's law continued to deliver.
It got faster and
smaller,
you know, it doubled in speed and halved in size. You know, every 18 months or however long it took. But what we saw was how it transformed the way we work. Mm-hmm. So, for example, took a trip over the past last week. I was out of town for an entire
week. You were in Hawaii, admit it.
I wasn't going to gloat, but okay, I was in Hawaii. I was slumming it over in Hawaii. But what we found is that, 27 years ago, even 15 years ago, that would have taken planning from a technology standpoint. Now I just grab my Chromebook, which is a laptop. Mm-hmm. I throw it in my backpack. I have my cell phone with all my contacts. We're good to go. Not just cell phone, but a smartphone, so it has all my contacts. It has internet. And it has internet. It's a hotspot. So if my hotel doesn't have free Wi-Fi, I just turn on my phone. And if I have the right plan, I have free internet. I can get my laptop online and work from anywhere. It's almost, sort of plug and play, as they might say, silly, simple, or, stupid, silly, easy, simple ways to work, that we just didn't have before. And this isn't just a matter of, someone being a knowledge broker. I write words and do that. I mean, if you run any kind of business,
this has changed for us, though, Jeff, is not just the traveling, but the productivity of that it's made that's helped our payroll.
Absolutely.
We don't have to have as many people doing some of the stuff that we used to do.
Right.
It's changed so many ways. It's made small businesses more efficient. It's leveled the playing field for all of us, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And it's only leveled the playing field if we take advantage of it.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, and,
do you still see people out there not taking advantage of it?
I see people not realizing the power they have at their fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one thing to have all this technology. It's another thing to realize the boundlessness, so to speak, that the technology can afford you. So it's one thing to have all this technology available, but what can you do with it?
I was talking to a bank loan officer the other day. Came to visit me wanting my business, and he was picking my brain about technology and stuff, and he said something about, we need to get a mobile site. I said, your president doesn't have a smartphone, does he?
Right, exactly.
He said, how'd you know? I said, he's got a flip phone, doesn't he? He says, yes. I said, well, when you get him a smartphone, then he'll pay for the mobile site.
He absolutely. He has to see how important it is. firsthand to have that in order to want to make the investment, or not just want to make the investment,
right,
to say, why haven't we done this already?
And the thing is, this stuff we're talking about, folks, you know, we started out talking about how cool it is for us, but remember, the people that you really care about are your customers, and it's cool for them. And, Jeff, as you know, mobile computing was a neat part of our past, but it's going to dominate our future.
Absolutely.
It's dominating our present.
All you need to do is take a trip to, go to Hawaii, and know that you want to go to the North Shore of Oahu, or you want to see what a good restaurant is, or whether you're traveling for business or pleasure, but envision these things from your customer standpoint. So go online and search your business. You know, search your website, search your Yelp reviews, or, you know, where people are out there commenting on you, or commenting on your rivals, and see how powerful, put that in your mind as to how that reflects on your business, if you were to have that in place. And it really is, it's enlightening, it's frightening, but it's also, it can open your eyes to how powerful
it can be.
It can
be empowering.
Yep, absolutely.
And the good news is, the barrier to entry is low. And learning curve is fast.
Absolutely. Almost all of it is free.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
a lot of it is.
You can set up a website for free if you want.
Yep.
Reviews. I mean, you do good business. That's they say that a testimonial or a positive testimonial or review is priceless. I mean, those are free.
Yep.
You know, just do your job and open your eyes.
Hey, Jeff, I'm glad you guys got back okay and had a good time.
Yeah, we had a wonderful time. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Always great.
GotWords.com.
That's the best way to get me.
And ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
That's the second best way to
all
get me.
All right, so check it out. Jeffrey Zabar. Ladies and gentlemen, if you need words, he's the wordsmith. He'll help you with it. Give him a shout. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.